So this next sutta, also from the Satipatthana Samyutta, Samyutta 47, sutta number 12, and this is the sort of kind of returning to the interplay between the five hindrances and the seven factors of enlightenment. Sutta illustrating this. On one occasion, the Blessed One was dwelling at Nalanda in Pavaraka's mango grove. Then the Venerable Sariputta approached the Blessed One, paid homage to him, sat down to one side, and said to him, "Venerable Sir, I have such confidence in the Blessed One that I believe there has not been, nor ever will be, nor exists at present, another ascetic or Brahman more knowledgeable than the Blessed One with respect to enlightenment." "Lofty indeed is this bellowing utterance of yours, Sariputta. You have roared a definitive categorical lion's roar." "Venerable Sir, I have such confidence in the Blessed One that I believe there has not been, nor ever will be, nor exists at present, another ascetic or Brahman more knowledgeable than the Blessed One with respect to enlightenment. Have you now, Sariputta, encompassed with your mind the minds of all the Arahants, the perfectly enlightened ones, arisen in the past and known thus? These blessed ones were of such virtue, such qualities, or of such wisdom, or of such dwellings, or of such liberation." "No, Venerable Sir." "Then, Sariputta, have you encompassed your mind with the minds, have you encompassed with your mind the minds of all the Arahants, the perfectly enlightened ones, who will arise in the future and known thus? Those blessed ones will be of such virtue, or of such qualities, or of such wisdom, or of such dwellings, or of such liberation." "No, Venerable Sir." "Then, Sariputta, have you encompassed with your mind my own mind, I being at present the Arahant, the perfectly enlightened one, and known thus? The Blessed One is of such virtue, or of such qualities, or of such wisdom, or of such dwellings, or of such liberation." "No, Venerable Sir." "Sariputta, when you do not have any knowledge encompassing the minds of the Arahants, the perfectly enlightened ones, of the past, the future, and the present, why do you utter this lofty bellowing utterance and roar this definitive categorical lion's roar? Venerable Sir, I have such confidence in the Blessed One that I believe there has not been nor ever will be nor exists at present another ascetic or Brahman more knowledgeable than the Blessed One with respect to enlightenment." "I do not have, Venerable Sir, any knowledge encompassing the minds of the Arahants, the perfectly enlightened ones of the past, the future, and the present. But still I have understood this by inference from the Dhamma. Suppose, Venerable Sir, a king had a frontier city with strong ramparts, walls and arches, and with a single gate. The gatekeeper posted there would be wise, competent, and intelligent, one who keeps out strangers and admits acquaintances. While he is walking along the path that encircles the city, he would not see a cleft or an opening in the walls, even big enough for a cat to slip through. He might think, whatever large creatures enter or leave this city, all enter and leave through this one gate. So too, Venerable Sir, I have understood this by inference from the Dhamma. Whatever Arahants, perfectly enlightened ones, arose in the past, all those blessed ones had first abandoned the five hindrances, corruptions of the mind, and weakeners of wisdom. And then, with their minds well established in the four establishments of mindfulness, they had developed correctly the seven factors of enlightenment, and thereby they had awakened to this unsurpassed perfect enlightenment. And, Venerable Sir, whatever Arahants, perfectly enlightened ones, will arise in the future, all those blessed ones will first abandon the five hindrances, corruptions of the mind, and weakeners of wisdom. And then, with their minds well established in the four establishments of mindfulness, they will develop correctly the seven factors of enlightenment, and thereby they will awaken to the unsurpassed perfect enlightenment. And, Venerable Sir, the Blessed One, who is at present the Arahant, the perfectly enlightened one, first abandoned the five hindrances, corruptions of the mind, and weakeners of wisdom. And then, with his mind well established in the four establishments of mindfulness, he developed correctly the seven factors of enlightenment, and thereby he has awakened to the unsurpassed perfect enlightenment. Good, good, Sariputta. Therefore, Sariputta, you should repeat this Dhamma exposition frequently to the bhikkhus and the bhikkhunis, to the male lay followers and the female lay followers, even though some foolish people may have perplexity or uncertainty regarding the Tathagata. When they hear this Dhamma exposition, their perplexity or uncertainty regarding the Tathagata will be abandoned. So, it's a very beautiful, to me, a very beautiful sutta, and one that, brings it back to principles. And Sariputta is, of course, foremost in wisdom, but he's not known for any special powers. And this one, yeah, sees very clearly the basis of wisdom and discernment, relying on and through inference of the Dhamma, so in some ways, taking it away from the personal is incredibly important, because if one's say faith and confidence in one's holy life or in one's spiritual aspiration is based on some individual somewhere, some teacher, or some assumption of attainment by even the Buddha, then how do you? And the Buddha is incredibly rigorous in his logic and immediately turns it around on Sariputta, even though Sariputta is giving this incredible praise. And then the Buddha said, well, do you actually have knowledge of this? No, but through inference of the Dhamma, through the Dhamma, that one makes assumption through these Dhamma principles. And I think I don't know about anybody else, but if I have to wait for my sort of knowledge of to be based on some personal affirmation from another teacher or leader or spiritual guide, that might be a long, long process, but these Dhamma principles are always to hand, and one can be investigating them, consistently and in the present. And I think it's important to not give away one's authority in practice to some individual who you can't actually make any clear confirmation of attainment, and all one has to rely on is one's own recognition of one's own adherence to these principles of Dhamma, so that relying on that relinquishing and abandoning of the five hindrances, the cultivation of the four foundations of mindfulness and the seven factors of enlightenment. And that is enough. That's way more than enough.